Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so Kunal, off the record, you just said that you would be Sfaria's best ever coach.
I don't think he thinks that ever. He said he would now be the best coach of Sweden. If he would
who,
be the best
who
coach.
Who said that?
You did.
You. Kunal Chopra.
The 100.
This is really funny, you guys just coming up with stuff.
The 100.
This is a really brilliant way of starting the pod, by the way. Thanks for the amusement.
You're the worst actor
never,
on the planet.
I've never said
nobody
this.
Will deny
I've
it.
I've never said this.
Are you saying that you never say, can you swear on Mahatma Gandhi?
I swear on Mahatma Gandhi.
Wow! You just said he was the greatest man on planet.
That was actually.
And now you're just swearing on his name. That this is like, and the Hindu, Sikh, and Muslim.
Greatest man on planet.
Greatest man ever lived, Jan.
I don't see religion nor color. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because all you see is death.
No, we need this love at the moment.
Yeah.
Thank you,
God. All you see is that he's the best
we
head
need,
coach.
We need these alternative facts and lies.
Yeah, you don't need religion
when
he's the best.
Head coach, literally.
No, but would you.
What would be
what
your
you
attributes?
That? Yeah.
What would be your skills?
No,
but honestly, it's okay. I sometimes have the thought as well, but I don't say it.
Yeah, no.
Wow,
no.
Did you see Suarez goal last night?
Yeah, don't.
It was amazing.
It was
no,
amazing.
But I sometimes watch the Premier League and I think I could do a job in this. I could just play at the back because sometimes they've got so much time, and if they're not pressing, I think that. But I don't tell people. You just said you'd be the greatest Swedish coach that ever lived. You see?
I mean, I dream quite often that I come in today as a 16-year-old and break myself into Pochettino's team and help up front. But
the first Pakistani ever.
It's not true. No, I would be half Swedish in that, so you know, it makes
yeah,
sense.
I think Pochettino would break himself in you. You know,
I imagine that 16 years ago, I got a child, and then I grew him up 5 years.
Grew him up.
Yeah,
you
I
grew
him.
Watered him.
I grew him to a Spurs supporter, and then I died very tragically.
Yeah.
And then he got to play
for
Spurs. And then in the interview, he said, "Oh, this is great." And he said, "I will never leave Spurs because this is my father."
And then
he cries. My son cries. His name is Christian. And then he cries. And he cries. And,
he
cries. And then he breaks in Tottenham to and wins. But in this kind of fantasy, I am him.
So you're dead.
Yeah, but I kind of reincarnated. So in this, I'm seeing this movie, right? So I have to be him. And he's very much like me.
And this is still more probable than Liverpool. Than Liverpool winning the league. This is more probable.
Well, Liverpool aren't going to win the league.
Maybe 10 episodes ago, Adil said.
Did you
Liverpool.
Say that it's more probable that Liverpool win the league than my not existing son will break into Pochettino's team for a month ago?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I believe you. Yeah, everything is.
No,
like
I said that story.
I said, what the hell's going on?
That story is more probable than Liverpool.
I think.
We never said Liverpool's going to win.
If Adil has children.
We always said Chelsea's going to win
first
the league.
First step, denial.
No, but we always said Chelsea's going to win the league. After five. You said it from the beginning.
I don't know why you're
City,
talking.
Actually. I said City.
I said City from the beginning,
yeah.
But, so then, but then
Liverpool.
When Chelsea went
no,
on.
I'm still going to go with City.
You're
huge.
To win.
I'm dropping the bombshell.
After the great result the other day.
What?
Well, maybe I'm getting a bit over.
I think
they're on
the
a run, man.
Just, the gap is just too big. I just think that the gap is big. It's just that.
Do you think your son, your 16-year-old son, do you think he'll be born with a beard? I really
hope
he does.
No, but he scored a hat-trick.
And everyone's like, it's Ricky Villa!
But he scored a hat-trick on his debut at the Emirates. We were trailing 2-0. He came on the 75th minute on his
you
debut.
You were there.
And I was watching from the heaven, incarnated into him. This is like one of those Jesus died.
Wow,
still
Al,
gone.
Are you saying City will win the Premiership?
Yeah, I am. I actually think
it's not incredible. It's not that. It's not 15 points.
Here's my reasons. He's dropped Aguero, right?
Yeah.
And now he's got Sterling.
But the defense
Sana,
is still there.
Is it Sana?
It's 9 points, isn't it?
Yeah. But the defense is still there. You know.
Yeah. But he's got these three now, and I think. Jesus! I think Jesus might.
He looked very good in his both outings.
Can you imagine how good Jesus is going to be at Easter for them?
Yeah,
that's his time, man.
No, he'll just go away.
He'll die. He'll die, right?
He'll go away. And he'll come back home. Yeah.
Yeah.
All you do have
come back
game,
after 2 weeks. Or
he
something
go
like that.
Go back to Brazil. They're like, "What the fuck are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be playing?" He's like, "I'm Jesus. I've returned."
You, right?
They're like, "You fucking idiot. That's not even a true story. Go back." And then he'll go back, miss the game, lose. My 16-year-old son will win us a title.
This would be so much more fun. If there wasn't a player named Jesus Navas already in Manchester City.
Yeah, but he's not the real Jesus, is he?
Okay, so this guy is the new Jesus.
Yeah,
he's the real Jesus.
Because he's Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, oh my God, yeah.
Seriously, man, don't crucify him. Not this early, man.
You know, all they need is Jose Maria in that team. There.
You gotta have
Jesus
faith.
And Maria. Yeah. Archangel Gabriel. He's Archangel Gabriel and Jesus. You just add a Muhammad to his name. He's unbreakable.
Yeah, he is.
Gabriel Jesus.
I really thought Jesus would be a bit like Rubinho. I thought he was going to be like that.
He looks a bit like Rubinho, to be honest. I mean, he looks wise. Yeah.
Okay, was this like Jesus being really good, or was it Fonte being so bad?
It's really funny that Fonte.
It was his debut as well.
It's just.
It was his debut as well.
It's just so funny. I just don't understand what the.
He was terrible.
Did he double his wages? What happened?
He's gone there to win trophies.
No, that's obviously bullshit. So, because, you know, none of those teams, they're in the same position to win, especially when they're already in the final in the League Cup, so that's odd. So, the reason is obviously money. Did he get that much more money? Or moving to London?
He might have. I mean, he can't be
because of the competition.
Last night, he was Comic Sans, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that's Font, not Fonte.
Funny.
This is a funny pod.
Yeah, it is.
This is
it
going
is.
Well, and you should admit when it's funny.
It's really funny.
And you should admit when you've said stuff like that. Don't lie.
Yeah.
What?
That's you
what
would say that you would become. Okay, I'll.
We
make
still
it,
don't know what
I'll
they.
I'll make it kindly to you. Did you say?
Oof,
but you meant. Sounded. But you meant that you would be one of the better coaches.
No.
Even if you.
What would you?
I think I would be the best coach.
Okay.
What would you bring?
Okay, why?
You can't handle this room. Yes.
But do you believe that as a joke, or do you believe it?
No, I said it as a joke. Not sure. I've never coached at all. Actually.
Wow.
It doesn't.
He's the Trump of
yeah,
football.
You're like the Trump. I'll be the best president. You know why? He's like because I just said.
Actually, my cousin was the coach of AIK's junior team for a couple of years, and he asked me if I wanted to help him when I was younger. And I said no because I have schoolwork.
Where are the cameras?
I have schoolwork, so that
where are
was,
the cameras?
That's the closest.
Where the fuck is the camera? Because
heard?
This is apparently a prank. Like.
Wow.
This is like a joke, right?
I was joking.
Did you refer
I was joking.
To your coaching career as your cousin? Maybe cousin.
And he turned...
He's probably like your dad's friend's son. He's in Chopra.
He turned it down due to school.
School.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
I was 15. Come on. I was just joking.
You've never been to school.
What I was saying is that I might have a coaching career ahead of me, but I have so many steps to take.
I remember
to get there.
How about to cover the first step, denial?
Yeah, exactly.
There was that exactly. time. I remember.
I would coach your son. I would coach the shit out of you.
Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. They sent me. We were in like WhatsApp group, and they were like, "We're going up to the moon." And then I realized I wasn't born. That makes more sense than your story. Right. So
talking about sons, actually,
yeah.
There's a couple of. Like, all of a sudden, I read, a couple of players with sons all of a sudden coming into the academy. I saw the Pochettino's son apparently came in 15-year-old. He plays for Spurs now.
Oh, great.
Chiesa, Simeone.
Yeah.
Zidane,
of course. Simeone's, he has a couple of ones.
Hey, let's talk about Simeone's son. He has scored 10 goals and one assist in his, first senior season ever.
Yeah.
And... what appears like, you know, he's Inter-bound, as is Diego Simeone, yeah. everybody thought. Yeah. But, you know, Milan and Genoa has this kind of strange relationship. Yeah, exactly. So when they bought him, Milan actually helped them in some way. It's, I don't know.
Like the Kevin Prince Boateng bullshit.
And there's a clause in the contract saying that if someone, if he's for sale, then Milan has first dibs.
Option. Yeah. But first option just means that they can match the same bid yeah. somebody else put.
And let's do it.
Yeah, but I
they're
think,
saying,
to be honest, if Inter, I don't think that Diego Simeone will leave for Inter as coach. No way.
You don't?
No. What?
And I think at the moment he might.
I don't think he'll.
2018. They're saying it's in it's Italy. They're saying it's already a signed deal.
If he goes, he won't go to Milan. That's was my point.
Not Diego Simeone.
Yeah.
But his son might.
I don't know if he would.
No, but he wouldn't. But let's.
If he knows his dad is taking over Inter, he would probably wait to go.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's just make Inter pay a lot of more money that they shouldn't.
No, Diego Simeone was linked, of course. That was one of the sons that I was talking about as well.
Just because talking about money and transfer and stuff, I got some news on the China money, guys. Got some news on the China money.
What did you drink today? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, Dello Sport said this morning that the money is, there.
Fake?
No.
Monopoly?
No, okay, listen. Okay, listen. This is the deal. 340 million euro is already there. Okay?
Okay,
all right.
Okay?
Is that Patrice Evra?
No, but listen. listen. They're already there. So this bit missing would be coming in a couple of weeks. Listen now. Oh, and it's a deadline on 3rd of March.
Why don't they spend the 343 million?
150 million euro just for the summer market is Milan's plan. That should scare guys. That should scare a lot of people. Maybe in
Why
England,
scare?
In Italy, that's a
United
huge
do that
amount.
Every year, Liverpool do that every year.
But this is Milan. We have.
Why would we be scared?
Milan has been so close to be on an episode of Lyxfällan in Sweden.
The only teams that the only
they're
teams,
so fucking poor.
If they get money, 150 million Milan. The only teams that will be scared would be other Italian teams.
Exactly, and that's what I'm
Not
saying.
The rest of the
I said.
And you won't be in the Champions League.
Yeah, but there's a winning culture as well.
Yeah.
There's a winning culture.
Listen, we talked about this before as well with team players going. Not having Champions League does only affect players, teams that are not already really big.
Yeah.
Like Spurs, Everton, stuff like that. We have to be in the Champions
League. If you have a lot of money in there, and
you're
Milan.
Like Milan, Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool, as we said, 8 years, one time above Spurs, and they're still considered way in front of Spurs. I mean, it's unbelievable, the media will look at it, and we're happy because we're under the radar. But this is the thing, players go to these cups, like United, they weren't in Champions League, it didn't matter for the Mkhitaryan, for the Ibrahimovic, for the Pogba, they still went there because it's United. And I believe definitely Milan still has appeal, especially Italy. And if they get money on top of that, then it's fine. Because then people just see it's just a matter of time because they go back. But like PSG, you go to PSG, right? Because they have money. You'll go to Milan definitely because it's a big club as well. I think, you know. In Italy, we have to
understand.
We have to understand that in Italy, you know, you bar Juventus, Milan is the shit.
Yep. Yeah, but he's But he's talking about money being owed.
But he's insane. That's something else. He's insane.
He's like, we're getting.
No,
like,
that's a different subject.
380 billion. And
then. We already have that, but they're missing 150. We're waiting for that to spend. What do you. It's like saying, I have 2 million to buy.
Yeah.
Like a computer, but I'm still missing 100,000 so I can buy a 20,000 computer.
Is it real or is it chocolate coins?
It's real. Come on. Everybody knows that.
Is it euros?
The money is in China right now. Come on. So
the money's in China, it's not in Italy.
That's quite obvious. But okay.
They have to transport it in a bag.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
Yeah, it's good
right
if
now.
It happens.
I'm
for
really
them.
Happy.
Good
because this season
maybe it might
looks
be in,
done.
Fortune cookies or something like that. And you have to open it all up.
I wonder though.
All the money.
I wonder. When the money comes. When the
you
money
can get a new fortune cookie. Yeah.
When the money comes.
Yeah.
Is Berlusconi out of the picture? Did he buy the club? Yeah.
No, but he will be some kind of honorable president.
God. Okay, but he won't have stake.
He won't.
He'll just be.
Not officially. But this is China and Italy, right? They don't play by the rules.
It's the year of the cock as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be happy. Any money can. I don't care how much money they get. I'll just be happy Berlusconi is out of the picture.
But he'll be in the picture.
I think a lot of young prostitutes have said that when a photo was taken.
And especially it'll be good because I don't like all the big clubs to rule in Europe. But in Italy, it feels a bit boring that there is no other team to really compete. It would be fun back in the 90s or early 2000 when it was Milan, Juventus, and even Inter came in there. It was more fun following
that. But don't forget, Napoli will beat Real Madrid. I said it.
Napoli is a good team. I'm just saying for the league. The league, it would be good to have a good Milan.
They need another giant. That's true.
They need another giant. And Napoli is not a giant. It's just a really good team.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a really good team. They need an Inter.
Seven straight wins. Although they lost in the cup.
Who gives a shit about that?
Probably all of it.
No, I mean, if you look at the general form in the league, seven straight wins, one loss in the cup.
And they're looking good. And you know, they have their China money now, so I think they will be a force next
year. How much money do they have?
They have a lot of money. They have probably more than Milan.
Do you know exactly how much money?
No, no one does.
It's Italian football still corrupt.
Yeah, but this transfer window is.
Does that not worry you?
No. It's not corrupt. It's corrupt.
Are you okay, mate? Yeah,
what the hell? I'm thinking.
We're still in the room. You know, you're not sitting on the toilet.
If you guys could see this, you will be like, you'll be worried. He looked at this guy, yeah. looked down, had a twitch, had a twitch.
And then he waved to Canal and realized it was him.
Okay.
There's a mirror
behind I'm ready to say it's corrupt. It's as corrupt as English football is. That's bombshell. No, but that's what I'm saying.
Mic drop.
Okay, listen. We have Sam Allardyce. This happened like 2 months ago.
But he's changed his name to Sammy L now.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying. No, but I'm just saying. And we had Harry Redknapp, and we have had a lot of incidents.
Harry Redknapp is a great, great. He's
great
never
cheater.
Did,
he's never done anything wrong. So what I'm trying to say is, where money is, there will always be cheaters.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So I don't agree. Of course, Italian people do it. They kind of like to flaunt it. That's their issue. Englishmen, they will be like, ah, okay, I'm cheating, but I hope nobody finds out. And Italian people are like, yeah, I cheated. Yeah, and I'm a better cheater than you are. It's kind of a pride of
But I think a little bit of a... I remember one interview with Alessandro Del Piero, which I thought was amazing. That would never happen any other player from another country. I mean, in Northern Europe at least. That you have this thought of corruption and making deals so implemented in your culture, like it's not corruption, it's making a deal for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not corruption for in his head, because when he said, well, because we were in Portugal when Sweden and Denmark should play 2-2 to go through, and then Del Piero said in an interview, and now actually it was 2-2, but Del Piero said in an interview is like, all you're going through is like, no, we're already out because there's this big chance that they won't play it. And they showed the fingers, it was like 1 million, that there's no chance that that's not the score. Of course that would be the score. But he's saying that if we were in that position, we would for sure play 2-2.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, but...
I would as well.
And that, but that is the thinking. And
if he was the coach.
I was the coach, yeah. And I was up to...
And well, I was at that game. Saying, there's no fucking way... The only way that they did that was 2-2, maybe the because we that game, I didn't feel at all that it was 22 players there waiting for a 2-2. I did. Jundal Thomasson scored and he was fucking so happy and he was like, taunting the Swedish fans. Scored again the 2-1 goal, taunting. And the 93rd minute, we thought, we're not going through here. And then just from fucking lucky ricochet, Jonsson scored that goal. There's no way that was fucking planned to 95th minute.
Yeah, that was...
Last kick of the game. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
So I think that
way of thinking.
You're bigger than Del Piero. That's what you're saying.
Well, ask that girl that we met. But I don't know.
Wow.
But, talking of Napoli, Aguero kind of rumored to go to Napoli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye, that would be. Oof, yeah. Perfect place for him, I say.
Is he and Pep having a fight or something?
Well, he's dropped him.
Listen, we said
He's dropped him. And I know he doesn't like the type of player.
This is what we said.
But are they not like... Because he's been there for 5 years now.
Listen, it's just early on. As straight as Pep came, this came up. He was criticizing him straight. And that's what we said, that he's probably sooner or later he's going to let him leave. People say no. I think I said it earlier in the pod that that's why he's rumored to leave. He's not going to keep him around for years.
No, and he said the three.
He's
going to
cash in.
He said the three he's playing at the moment are the future.
He's going to cash in. Aguero.
How the fuck? Okay, sorry. I don't understand this. Why would anyone ever replace Kun Aguero.
Listen,
who's probably one of the best strikers in the world.
I agree with you, he's one of the best strikers.
Jesus phony guy.
He's one of the best.
Jesus is real, man.
Yeah, he's one of the best strikers in the world if you play a certain way, but he's adamant in not playing him that
way. Adil, why are you praying and looking up in the sky right now?
I wasn't. Why is he adamant? He's not adamant. He doesn't want to play him. So I mean, he's adamant in not playing that kind of striker. If he is...
But this is going to ruin City.
If he is, and he gets 65 million for him, and he can buy another striker for 65, he will do that. That's all. I mean...
And who would that be?
Well, it depends who he... I don't know who he specifically wants. He's apparently first impression happy with Jesus. So if he keeps him with him... Fine. If he doesn't, if he's another one, maybe
he's. And the we've 60, seen listen, one game the six, of this
the
guy.
65 million he gets for Aguero or whatever he gets 70, yeah. 80, whatever. Maybe he wants to buy. 80
listen, too much.
Do you know if I was Pep and I don't want to play him.
Yeah.
If that's my, he doesn't rate him at 60. Maybe he rates him as a 30 million striker. Sell him for 60. Buy fucking 4 new defenders. I mean, his defense is all over the fucking shop. If company's back and
are you going to this strikerless tactics again?
No. I'm just saying. They have money.
I agree.
Have money.
Yeah.
But they don't have unlimited amount of money. They can't buy 100
like Milan.
They can't buy 100 million per position. They can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't see I agree with you, and I think most of us agrees that we wouldn't sell Aguero. But if he's adamant not playing him, he's gonna sell him. And I think the steps are being taken, just like Mourinho did with Rooney. They're taking slow steps of getting rid of an iconic player. And not getting too much stick in the media as well. He's playing him slowly, 4-0. He wasn't playing.
Brought him on it.
Great argument for him saying now.
They will go for Harry Kane. They will go for Harry Kane.
No English club. You don't.
They will go for it.
No English club will go for Harry Kane because he won't leave. He's the last player. He will not leave for a couple of years yet. He's on his way of thinking. Gerrard, King, these kind of players. He's not going to leave for years.
If they made him top paid player.
No way. Listen, he doesn't even want more paid in Spurs. If they gave him another contract, they're fine. Nobody earns a lot in Spurs. You don't.
Are we talking about Jesus now or Harry Kane?
I think, listen, that's we had a discussion last week. I don't get what we're having discussion again. We said it last week. Certain players stick in certain teams because they feel this is comfortable. None of the Spurs players need to sign contract if they wanted money. I think they're young age. They're going to go 2-3 years. They believe the coach. Going to go 2-3 years. Develop. They know they're going to get better players under Poch in these years. Then they're going to go in and out of the City team, changing coaches. And every Spurs player, for instance, have realized that they've become much better players under him. They're going to stay there for a couple of years until this project has no plan.
What are you willing to do, put at stake, if Aguero leaves and Kane replaces him in City? What would you do if that happened? Like, will you?
No, I think this is stupid. This is like Swedish media speculation. It's stupid.
You don't think
the Spurs players, the only player I can even imagine being enticed away, is maybe if like Real Madrid gives a super bid for Dele Alli, even Spurs feel good, then the player might think, you know, if they say we give 150 million for Dele Alli. Then even Spurs would say, this is ridiculous, we'll sell him. And then...
I think anything over 30 million, 40 million for Dele Alli.
You're dead. 30 million was Sissoko cost. They're not going to sell him for under 80. You don't get it. We don't need to sell the players. We don't need to sell the players. We already invested in the stadium for the players we sold. Now, we've built up to this moment. The core players we have, we don't need to sell them for money.
We
need to sell them if we want to buy more.
Talking of players that stayed loyal, Frank Lampard just retired, 21 years, did well.
Brilliant.
West Ham. Didn't quite kick it on for England.
No.
The whole Lampard, Gerrard kind of...
I think nobody scenario. In that generation kicked off England because the only way to kick it off if England would at least have had like a final spot to show or semi-final or something.
But it was this golden generation. They said it was this team and...
But it was an unbalanced golden generation.
Yeah,
I think they had players. They didn't have 11, you know, players that fit as a team. I mean, Gerrard and Lampard. Still today, nobody has had a combination of the two of them playing in the same team. They've been like six coaches of England, and nobody really made it happen ever.
No,
I think the best was maybe when Gerrard played. One time he played really deep and Lampard up front. I mean, more advanced, and that worked for a while. But then you realize Gerrard isn't a midfield destroyer. He played the playmaker with Lampard. They changed it. Gerrard played second striker, and then
which is ridiculous.
No, but he played second. The best area of Liverpool was when Gerrard played second striker. Yeah, when he was behind Torres, was the best era for Gerrard's career and for Liverpool career.
I mean, they were amazing when they did that.
When he was, and I remember the Carragher interview when he said, like, well, all of a sudden, Gerrard can play anywhere. And now as a striker, said, because we have to see him as a striker now. Because for 2 years he played there. And I think he was absolutely magnificent when he played there for a while. He's been magnificent in all different kind of positions.
Who is the better then, Gerrard or Lampard? For you?
I would... It's tough because Lampard's won a lot more domestically. Yeah. And got both goal scoring records are amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Lampard's even more amazing though. Yeah. But he's more advanced player.
If it was my team, I'd put Gerrard in. He just gave me a bit more.
Yeah.
What I liked about Lampard though, that
it's a very good question though.
That I liked about Lampard, I think he's above all the players in the Premier League, is that he's probably the most fittest player that ever played in Premier League. He had the record for, it was him and Wayne Bridge. Well, if Wayne Bridge had a bit, because when he played for Southampton, he came from, right? Yeah. He had started like so many consecutive games, Southampton, never been substituted. And then he got substituted one time when he played for Chelsea, and he was like amazed. That was Wayne Bridge. But then Frank Lampard eclipsed that record even more. For an outfield player, the amount of injuries he had was zero. He didn't have injuries from West Ham to the first 5 years of Chelsea. He never missed a game. He never missed a game. He had a flu once. He missed a game, the first injury he had. Then he started to get small injuries like every player, way after 30. So if you see how consistent that player has been for the team, why he has won a more title maybe than Gerrard, and the Chelsea team was always so fucking settled. There was always 3-4 players there playing every fucking game. He could play 2 times a week, never tired, 3 times a week, never missed a game. So for me, for that reason, I would put Frank Lampard in. But versatility, Gerrard, captain.
I would say that Gerrard meant a lot more for his team, even though Lampard was like essential for Chelsea as you know, as you're saying, they had a couple of
players, they were a bit better,
Drogba, they were some players
they had
in that.
Underrated kind of player like Ivanovic, who's just
gone,
he had a few seasons there where he was just
amazing.
He was one of the best
defenders in the world for a while
And then he had a shocker. Now he's gone. He's gone to
Zenit St. Petersburg.
Yeah. It's funny because when Mourinho's second year, everybody had a shocker with Chelsea. Now when he returned. But then when he left, and first one coach came and the new coach came now, people started to find back their groove. But not Ivanovic, apparently. Yeah. He didn't, apparently. I think. But he's 32
It's a
now.
Good move for him.
Yeah,
it's a good move for everybody.
And he leaves as a legend.
Yes, 7 million. It's good money for Chelsea to get. It's not that expensive for Zenit to pay.
Yeah.
They get a player who's already played in Russia. Yeah. He's culturally already adapted there. He probably knows Russian after he's Spartak Moscow. He came from something.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great move for everybody.
He's kind of left.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like Payet going to Marseille.
That's funny with this transfer window, that the biggest team, it's not the richest leagues has bought. And Chinese has bought the three most major coups. But then one of the top 10 players is internally in China. It was between two Chinese clubs that had a transfer of the Chinese player that was also one of the 10 most expensive transfers this window. And then the most transfer expensive was to France, was Payet.
Yeah.
And so in the English league, it wasn't, you know.
Championship, Forest really went big, and Aston Villa as well. Aston Villa bought, you know. And Rhodes.
Scott Hogan?
Scott Hogan.
Like 8 million or something like that.
Yeah.
It's funny when championship teams are starting to buy it for like 10 million.
Jordan Rhodes has gone for 9.5
again. How many times has he fucking been sold?
Three thing he's gone 8, 10, and 9.5.
Sounds like it's Mino Raiola that is his agent.
What's the deal with Jordan Rhodes? Why is he switching clubs for a good amount of money, playing all right, never getting to Premier League?
I think he's a very, very good championship player.
He's like a Darren Huckabee.
Yeah, he's an amazing... And he just
doesn't that translate into...
To be honest, he could only get in, you know, he can't get in the Middlesbrough side, so now he's gone back to the Championship, he's gone for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
But if you ever look at the amount of goals scored in the Football League, he's still number one, 91. And then I think it's Troy Deeney, another player, and then Naki Wells is like 78.
So all right.
Two of them in the top four.
He's really prolific, the Naki Wells, yeah.
Talking about Troy Deeney, what about that Arsenal result?
Yeah, I mean, that Arsenal was a shocker. Just didn't get going.
Yeah,
and again, Wenger said afterwards that he said we just didn't turn up, and it's.
But that happens to. Isn't that funny with Arsenal that it just happens to them, right? They just play a game, and all of a sudden they're absolutely atrocious after being like really good for a couple of games. They can just show up and be absolutely shit. And I don't get it. I don't get it because I don't see that happening to a lot of other teams. I mean. Chelsea doesn't happen that too. United don't turn up completely shite. They just turn up not working.
Yeah.
Arsenal, two goals within 13 minutes at home. Yeah. Two shitty goals. The second goal was a fucking ridiculous goal.
Yeah.
He's got no midfielder. Ramsey went off injured after 20 minutes. He can't bring back Wilshere from Bournemouth. No. That's part of the deal. He's got no midfielder. There's no like first squad midfielder. So they're in big trouble.
Well, they still have Elneny. Is he injured still?
Yeah.
And then, okay. He stacked up a lot of... And Xhaka is suspended, of course. Yeah. Because he's an idiot. What is that? 6, 7 red cards over... 8 red cards over the past couple of years? 8 red cards? What are you...
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
But now they've got Bayern Munich.
Crazy.
And then Sutton. And then Bayern again, I think, something like that. So
it's interesting in the league.
You got Chelsea this weekend.
In the league, we'll see after that game. I think if Chelsea wins that game, or even draws... I think they're showing this mentality that they won't just collapse and lose, you know.
They should have won the Liverpool game, to be honest. You know,
he missed a penalty, should have won the game, of course. But I said 1-1.
Yeah, you said 1-1.
Should have put some money on it.
After the game. Before the game. Firmino should have scored as well.
Yeah, he
should. Great shot. He was looking for Buzz Aldrin, right?
But I thought Liverpool were good. I thought they really went for it.
There's a discussion. Did you see the interview with Mourinho after the Hull game?
Yeah.
So
he's done it twice at Hull after the Hull game as well.
Listen, what he said there, maybe you think that's Mourinho, always fucking complaining. But to be honest, when you see what the fuck Klopp did and when he screamed to the ref.
Yeah, well, Klopp has come out and said he's very lucky that he got away.
But this is the thing. And I do think that we should not give Mourinho like everything he said. Like, but a percentage of what he says there is a little point. He gets a bit harder tackle because it's nice to provoke him, to hear him fucking lose it. And Klopp's way of just laughing and charming does give him leeway. It does give him. If Mourinho would have done that to the ref, are you fucking kidding me?
He wouldn't say, you're so passionate and I love it. You saw. Yeah. That was fucking ridiculous.
Can you believe
that's
that?
Not professional. He should be, you know, that fourth official should be, like, banned. To be honest. A referee should be neutral. You shouldn't be allowed to, like, oh, I adore you. He's passionate.
He's fucking 1 centimeter.
During a fucking game, it's
1 centimeter from his face screaming. And for us who doesn't know what he's screaming, we like think, what the fuck is going on? It can't be anything good. Even if he screamed, like, I love you, you're a beautiful baby, that's not all right.
What?
Oh, yeah. My God.
But he didn't. Beautiful baby. He just said, nobody wins against us or nobody scores.
Why would you go down?
Beautiful baby.
Why did you add baby?
He called him baby. You're my baby.
Why would you add
bae,
that?
Bae. You didn't understand what bae was.
No. Right
baby. Just, you know. You're like, how you doing, baby? You don't say that to a child, you say that to your boo.
Do you think this is 1970s Pakistan? How you doing, baby?
Why not?
This is, no one why says not? This.
If, do you think the Pakistan you should... say, how you doing, baby? You would be fucking jailed for just saying baby. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Whatever, you should,
what
really should...
What disco do you go to Pakistan?
You really should... You really should stop doing this.
Baby?
Yeah.
Or the former 1994 Brazilian striker.
I don't understand why you're telling me it was Klopp who said it. And there's another baby, the Portuguese guy that Ferguson bought for 7 million for Vitor Guimarães.
He was on the circus, right?
That's unbelievable. That Queiroz calls Ferguson and said that Vitor Guimarães just bought a player for like 100,000. He's great baby. Ferguson never seen him buy him for 7 million a couple of months later.
Yeah.
That's dodgy. Something wrong there.
Yeah, it was maybe his bebe.
And that's the bebe that Klopp was complaining. But if Klopp, if and he screamed, what did he scream? Nobody wins against us?
Yeah.
He just had four losses in a row. He's a one win out of seven. He's like, nobody wins against us. Yeah, a lot of teams.
I draw a lot.
Wolves like, wins against you.
He said about Costa. He said Costa was a real warrior. This is what Klopp said. Costa was a real warrior. But wouldn't be my friend. Do you think the penalty was a penalty? I mean... sort of looking back now, of course.
I think it leans into it. I mean, I think it buys
it. It's 50-50 for me.
But my thing is, he kind of went upwards before
exactly
contact.
Yeah. If it happens before, if he moves his body towards him or he knows the tackle's coming and start falling, I'm sorry, man. You take the fucking hit and then you get the penalty. You can't just fucking fall beforehand.
Don't fall before me, baby.
Baby.
But baby. Mignolet had a classic game for Liverpool.
Yeah, isn't that typical Mignolet?
You know,
yeah.
Saves the penalty, but what? I mean, the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump could have fixed that wall before then. Joke. It was a good free kick, though. Took it well.
Yeah, it was. To be honest, I don't like Mignolet. I think he's a pretty shitty goalkeeper. But
I'm thinking
that was more of David Luiz. More credit to David Luiz that he's gotten. I think maybe. That was an amazing kind of cheeky little thing he does.
But I don't agree.
Like Henri used to do.
He shouldn't have been allowed to do it for me.
Why?
Because he didn't. I think when the ref is... at the moment talking to Mignolet that he's going to do the if he didn't blow the whistle
no but if they don't ask for you know the distance
I agree but I think
then you can take it whenever you want to.
I think the ref was he was too if he was just standing on the side watching Mignolet do whatever he was doing fine but I just felt
that's why you're never going to be a coach at my level.
Yeah,
I just
you know you should take advantage of every exactly.
I just think that the ref in that situation I think he put up a situation where he felt like he was having...
No, Liverpool have the thing. They should be...
And the wall was stupid, of course.
Yeah, but Liverpool should be over the ball and they should be getting pushed back, so it's impossible. Yeah. You know, it should be the last second, set the wall, and then...
But I agree with that. I don't know if it was as much as Mignolet's fault as it was good from Luiz. Because when you look at the replays, really quick thinking.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking...
And a really good strike as well.
And I'm thinking, if Mignolet... would have seen it earlier. Would he have gotten it? Because it was just
it was
on the post and it was so difficult. It's quick thinking.
At
the same time, it's difficult to know where the ref set what rules. You've seen other situations when people take quick free kick and the ref is like, "Nah, that was too quick," for the same kind of instructions that we had here. That's what I'm saying. It's a bit gray zoney where what, how much, when is the play on or not.
Yeah,
but they look like champions to me, Chelsea. I know I'm picking City to win, but out of the top six, you know, Spurs drop points. You know, you'd have to say they should have beaten Sunderland. Man United should have beaten Hull.
Yeah. Definitely,
and Arsenal lost. You know,
I think the big winners are of course City of the weekend, who thrashed in their game, and everybody else dropped points. And second, it would be Chelsea that had a good weekend. Because
quite a funny thing, you know, because they went there and won 5-0 in their FA Cup. City went to West Ham.
Yeah.
And then they went 4-0. And then they asked Guardiola, you know, would you like to play them every week? Guardiola just stared for like 3 seconds. And then said, nice joke. It was like, oh my God. It was like, he's really been, not media.
He's creepy, man.
I think it's so different from Germany as well. Because when you see the German media, they spoke to him. They were just really happy that he tried to speak in German. he did. It was very like the questions weren't too like, why are you not winning all the time, even with Bayern when they won. So I think the questions, they are apparently, it must be that the English media, they must be a bit more annoying than the other countries.
Yes, but, of course.
I mean, in a bit.
Is this new to you?
No, but I don't feel, when I see the interviews.
They've been like, heckling Zlatan for years.
No, forget that. I'm talking about I'm talking about the interviews with the coach.
Yeah, but it's the same.
And to be honest, when I see it, I don't feel they need to be that aggrieved because they do the same in Spain. And
let me tell you, the Italian fans
seem more fanatical, right?
Yeah, they are.
The players seem like
more godlike.
And I really thought like the paparazzi would be all over them.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that.
But it's amazing when a coach comes to England and you think, well, these guys are world class.
Yeah.
Nothing will get under their skin.
Yeah.
And it does.
And what I'm trying to say, look at how many coaches. We're talking about difficult England, but look at what coaches we're talking about. We're not talking about all the 20 coaches. We're talking about Guardiola. We're talking about Mourinho.
Yeah.
We're talking about Wenger. And it stops there.
But let me Oh, but let me just tell you.
Pochettino doesn't get attacked by the media. Conte doesn't get attacked by the media. Alonso doesn't even get attacked.
We need to understand that the British media, especially surrounding sport, it's pretty different from like Italy or Spain. You have, you have great respect when it comes. And, I'm not saying anyone is better and worse, but
I'm just talking about the manager's reactions.
What I'm saying is, if you go in a post-match interview, like Mourinho did in Italy, they would never start making jokes. Or even though he won, they won't make jokes. They will be too serious almost.
What
right?
jokes?
Like, oh, would you like to play West Ham every week? Like that.
What
I'm trying to say is, like, I don't know for sure in Germany, but what I do know about Italy and Spain is they don't treat the coaches or the players like how to say it, they treat them like peers almost.
Yeah, listen,
right?
That was not the question. So, I'm just saying,
and a lot of these coaches aren't used to this.
We understand that. Yeah. They're not used to the different culture of media set of England. I get it, but listen, when you see the interviews with these coaches, I just feel like if you are a professional fucking one of the world class coaches, you've been a footballer for 20 years, most of these other players, coaches like Guardiola,
and you're media trained.
Some of the questions, I'm fucking sorry, they're not that fucking hard to not be like. Even Klopp. Klopp has no problem talking to the media, and he gets some hard fucking shit. He still gets away. Pochettino doesn't have a problem at fucking all.
Yeah,
Conte doesn't even have a problem with the media.
But I think Mourinho,
Guardiola
does take away. Maybe him and Guardiola are quite clever. They take hits for the team.
I think that's their tactic in England here now. But if that would have been the tactic, almost, I'll agree with Mourinho. Mourinho done that in Spain.
Yeah.
He done that in Italy.
Yeah.
So Mourinho, this is his way of dealing with the media. It's just not as efficient in England because they don't buy bullshit as much as they do every other way. Because they don't treat him as a god like they do in Italy and Spain. Like, oh, he's still respected.
Yeah.
They don't care. If you're talking nonsense, you have to talk about that. You talk a lot of nonsense. Mourinho talk a lot of nonsense in interview. He makes up shit. I saw the game. I was like, what are you talking about? You didn't have 45 clear chances.
No.
You didn't. The referee didn't sucker punch you in this game. You're lying. You're a lying piece of Portuguese shit. That's what you are. And you either stand for it, or you just...
This is taking it too far.
No, yeah, I think he's an idiot by saying
you
that.
You couldn't deal with the media.
Of course, he's a Portuguese.
Canal did when he was manager of Sweden.
And Guardiola.
In another life!
I just feel that they don't have to... They can't put this away. Wenger's been doing it for years. He doesn't let anything go on his team, right? But it's starting to get ridiculous after 20 years. It's starting to get ridiculous.
I think after like 3 or 4 years, when he started saying stuff like, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? It was right in front of your sleeping bag
jacket.
Yeah,
and you see 25 replays of it.
Yeah.
Of course you've seen. He's a bit... But that's his tactic. He doesn't want to get too embroiled with the media, so he doesn't say too much.
But he's got a ban coming up for 4 months.
Yeah, because he fucking pushed our official. I mean, that's unbelievable. He pushed him, and then he screamed at the tunnel. He got 4 games.
Screamed at the tunnel.
In the tunnel, screaming at everybody.
The guy just feels like a quirky, dysfunctional uncle of someone.
Do you think he gets?
Do you think?
That's
do
racist.
You think?
No, it wasn't. It was
Bebe.
Did I say do you think?
He was just going to get to the Bebe part.
Did I say do you think?
Yeah, yeah,
racist.
Like that.
Racist. Do you sound in your ears because you're a racist.
Do you think, Bebe? Okay, well,
right. Let's have a look at the because we can sort of review the.
Upcoming.
I need to get it in the phone. Yeah.
Okay. Because well, that's professionalism.
What?
That's professionalism. Your computer not being loaded.
I think that word you did struggle with it for a while, though, right?
Professionalism. No.
I think the first time you said it, and then you had to say it again.
No, I'll say it again. Prick face.
Wow, that's offensive and racist. Because
so because we could kind of review the midweek games as well as we can look at what's happening this weekend. We've got Arsenal Chelsea,
important
huge
game.
Match. What's your prediction, folks?
2-0 Chelsea.
I don't think Arsenal's going to win. No, I don't think. So.
You're saying they don't have a midfielder. They're not. I can't see anyone beating Chelsea away in this league right now. I can't. Maybe get
because
a draw. Not Arsenal. No. Yeah. Not Arsenal getting. No. I think
Chelsea's going to win as well.
Yeah, they're going to win clearly. I think.
For the league, it would be good with a draw or something.
So that's the early game, and then the 3 or 4 o'clock games: Crystal Palace, Sunderland. A return to Sunderland for no, it's at Crystal Palace, but for Samuel. Everton, Bournemouth. Everton's struggling a bit. They conceded last night. Stoke City. Congratulations, Peter Crouch. 100 goals.
Yeah.
Did the robotic dance.
He's got such a brilliant rejuvenation of season. They got a contract extension in 1 year as well.
Yeah.
And I think Crouch is one of the guys that the whole of England kind of loves, especially his tweets and stuff like that. He has great sense of humour apparently as well. When he scores, the whole team is so happy when he scores. Yeah. It's just but he's loved every club. Even Liverpool supporters love him over there. Portsmouth, Tottenham, everybody likes him. He's a really, really nice.
There's actually
Holm.
But they kind of brought him when he used to play for them. He was like, he's so huge. Yeah. You know, like it was not his fault. Do you know what I mean? It was like, okay, we're going to play long ball because it's Crouch. So there was...
Have you seen the video of Peter Crouch in the gym?
No.
Okay. Have you seen it?
No, post it. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. Okay, guys, I'll post it on our Facebook page. It's hilarious.
Cat.
Yeah,
he's a funny cat. That
it's
one,
basically he thinks he's alone in the gym, and so he's like bicycling or something, cycling.
Bisexual.
Yeah, whatever.
Bisexual.
And for some reason, he's like, he starts to commentate himself. He just gets off the bike and go to the mirror and
just
say...
Just put it up,
and,
mate.
I never thought I could hate you more.
What the fuck?
So, Everton, Bournemouth,
Oh, yeah? Okay. What the hell's going on is in
Bebe.
Bournemouth need to pick up points, but they're still in a good place. Hull City, very happy with the result. I think the new managers.
I don't want to repeat the thing about Bournemouth, but yeah, I said they were on the slump. They've been really in a slump, and they're going deep in the slump at the moment. Bournemouth, they've had.
Oh my gosh, you know everything, right?
No, but I think last week they had a slump until that, and then
how.
How? Because of the manager.
Anyhow.
Because the manager.
What about Hull City, Liverpool? Hull will be very happy with the point, and Liverpool go there. Southampton, West Ham United, and then Watford, Burnley. That's on every week.
Let's go to the Sunday. It's an amazing day for football.
And Hull,
by the way,
I don't want.
Still got two games to go. Okay. West Brom, Stoke. That'll be Tony Pulis's. Night, and then the late game is Tottenham Hotspur versus Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
You didn't want to talk about that?
And we have to say the Hull, that they did sell maybe the best players with Snodgrass and Liverpool, but they did last day of the transfer, 2 days before, they did get into like 7 loan players coming in. So we'll see if any one of them can change their future. They did get a credible result at United though.
Listen to the Sunday lineup.
We'll win against Middlesbrough, but it will take a time for us to break them down.
The Sunday lineup. Okay, maybe this is just for me. The first game is Milan against Sampdoria. It's 12:30. I know, 12:30. But listen, City against Swansea.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got...
A good game. Swansea come back now.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got Leicester against United, which would be...
Yeah, you need to go back, mate. Huddersfield Town versus Leeds is at 1 o'clock.
That's actually a very good game.
Sorry.
And that, to be honest,
and also Huddersfield are playing tonight against Brighton as well. Yeah,
and that's also if you want to the listeners that want Championship games, those are actually two very interesting games.
Yeah,
they could decide which team goes to playoff or promotion.
Huddersfield Town Brighton tonight, huge match.
But I think Huddersfield will take it.
Wait, we're getting closer. We're not there. It's not done or anything. It's not even, you know. But I think we're in the situation now that you have to say what you will do if you get promoted.
Yeah.
We're there now.
No.
Last year, I had to say something if we win the league. Let's save that.
Well, you know what? Let's save that.
I'll shave all my hair off.
All right.
Okay.
That's actually, no hanging. I think that's pretty drastic. So I think
that's really drastic. Yeah.
And I'll get a tattoo.
Yes! What?
Yes!
Yes! That's now we're talking. If you get promoted, not automatic promotion, player promotion.
Of Mahatma Gandhi. That's fucking incredible.
No, Huddersfield, of course.
That's racist.
Okay, do you know what you're going to get at? Is it Huddersfield related or family related?
It'll be Huddersfield related.
Okay, good.
Okay. I wasn't done, by the way. Sorry, Huddersfield Leeds, of course. The like game that. Of the evening. Or the day. Then, of course, there
on
is...
On my dick!
Like there's thinking for 2 minutes.
I love the way you react.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other games.
Yeah. Juventus Inter on Sunday. Brilliant. And also Celta Vigo Real Madrid. It's a really good Sunday.
Yeah, it is super Sunday.
Any prediction at all and in any game? Al, we want to hear this.
Juve Inter. Yeah. I think Inter are in good form. I think they'll take something there.
Okay.
I think Juventus win 1-0.
2-1. I think
2-1 Inter.
Oh, that's cool.
What other games?
I don't agree. I think Juventus will win. Okay, I'm thinking. What I want to predict is Huddersfield will win tonight against Brighton.
Oof!
I just did that. I just said that.
Oh yeah, I mean,
you know, I'm the one who cursed Milan as well. Though.
We're playing like we've got Brighton, Leeds. Then we've got QPR, Newcastle,
yeah.
Aston Villa, Man City in the cup.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
no, it's
a bit. Hull will frustrate Liverpool. Liverpool drop points at Hull.
That's your big
Liverpool.
They'll drop points. They'll draw.
Is that your big prediction?
That's a surprise pick.
No, I think that's a bit surprising considering after Chelsea game. I think they're gonna drop points at Hull, and Hull shouldn't be picking points up at the moment. But I think they will. I think Liverpool.
I think he's got them set up good. The Hull guy.
Yeah, I think he started very, very brightly there as well. The head coach, both there and in Swansea, I think he started very brightly as well. I think they've gone in and just keep it simple. They tried to keep it simple and just keep, you know, play normal fucking football. Don't, and just give them some self belief. It seems like they're fighting much more in defense. Both the teams, you can see that they're a bit invigorated. Llorente all of a sudden playing as Swansea.
But you should be. A new manager comes in and you should be like...
But you've seen that it doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes a new manager comes in, maybe pumps them up one game because...
Yeah.
But then you need to have a setup. You need to have a plan, something. And I think that, you know, at Hull, he kind of lost it after a while because he had nothing. He didn't know what he was...
Bob Bradley didn't.
And Bob Bradley was far.
He was a fucking catastrophe.
He changed every
game. We need a PK.
He changed every... He used the most players during his time than any other manager did in that team as well. And we're not talking about the biggest squad in the Premier League as well, Swansea. Yeah. So, I mean, he just chopped and chained position, striker, winger. I mean,
insane. I think they will make it now, right?
Well, they're just off the relegation. They're out of that. And if you get Crystal down there, Palace, you get a couple of wins. And
I think Palace is going down. Although they have Big Sam. I think they're...
Well, it'll be a big game this week. Crystal Palace Sunderland.
It's difficult Sunderland. Because teams came. Yeah, Sunderland is difficult to say because
you never know.
You never know with more, and they're getting better and better at least. So that's their big advantage. Bournemouth are getting dragged into this because I don't know what the hell is going on, but he's losing the team. I think is in big trouble now. Is Leicester?
Yeah,
they are the one with the worst form because they don't just pick up wins and they're not worried. Yeah. They don't worry for some reason. They look blasé even when they're playing. It doesn't look that.
Well, you win the title one season and then you think you get. You kind of. I think you believe in miracles. That was an interesting stat about Burnley. the most home points.
Yeah.
The third in the league,
you know,
in the home league,
yeah.
The third in the home table, and the bottom two to last in the way,
yeah.
Or last even in the way.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable that they're probably going to make it easily just because they're absolutely brilliant home form.
Yeah. Last bit of information was Scunthorpe have a guy, a Dutch striker, Kevin van der Linden or something. He scored a few goals.
Van der Linden, maybe.
And China, they put in a club from China, offered them $4 million.
What?
And Scunthorpe were a little bit like, so they said, no, he's only going to be sold for $8 million. And they didn't have anything come back. And I just think, why didn't you got a bit greedy there. Why didn't you take the $4 million?
Scunthorpe, that would've... Do they have any $4 million player?
No,
of course not. They don't have a squad
$4 million. That's what we're saying. There's... How can they say no to that? I mean, if I played Football Manager, I was Scunthorpe, I get a bit of $4 million, I would laugh my head off and say yes.
But why would you play Football Manager when you've got the real manager of football right next to you?
Yeah, but he doesn't let me into his youth under 12 Oracle management. What the fuck? It was in the basement or whatever.
I haven't done anything. I said I was offered.
You know it's dodgy when you say, oh, this, I'm a coach for under 12 team, and you come, it's in your basement, and they've got shackles. They got shackles, and nobody's free.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? Is that
weirdly, his son was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said he would go play for Pochettino, and I was amazed.
You play for me now. Thank you so much.
You play Firmino?
We'll play. We'll be back on Monday, eh?
Yeah.
We've got a guest. Is that next week? We've got a guest next Thursday, haven't we?
No, we booked it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We haven't told you.
That's fine. Yeah.
How do you say Pele? Right.
So okay, baby. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.